Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRV bringing this back. Stevie Ray, the late great Stevie Ray, bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Witte's our guest. He's the founder of Advantage Media Group. AdvantageFamily.com is the website. He's a publisher of books and has done a great job of. I'm going to call you a 21st century book publisher.
Thank you. That is a great compliment.
It really is, and I meant it that way because there's a lot of book publishers, folks, but Adam doesn't have the baggage that a lot of those other guys do, and so that's the reason why your business is growing while other publishing organizations are consolidating and declining. So congratulations on that. Anything in particular you want to tell us about the media group?
Well, I would just say to every entrepreneur and business owner that's listening, one of the most important things in business is to be seen as an authority, to be seen as an expert. And if you and or your company have the authority position in your marketplace, in your industry, in your community, opportunities, clients, business more easily flows to you. And being a published author is the greatest step any entrepreneur or business owner can take to building an authority platform and really being seen as an authority, again, in their industry, in their marketplace, or in their community.
Mm-hmm. Well said, and absolutely. There's, especially if you're trying to build a brand, a personal brand, that can help your company, or depending on what your company is like. That's a goal, isn't it? That's an important goal to set for yourself. And you can take it step by step, right? I mean, the book authorship could be down the road a little bit and you might say to yourself right now, well, you know, I can't imagine me being an author, but you know what? Maybe could you imagine yourself being a blogger?
That's exactly right. To be an authority, there's many steps. Thought leadership, of course, is really what authority status is, and a book is really the pinnacle of that, but blogging and white papers and articles and e-books and then a book, continually publishing high-value content for readers is a critical step in building yourself as a thought leader, and really every entrepreneur, every business owner, regardless of industry, needs to be a thought leader in their business.
Well, as you know, I mean, just as an example, I've just published our third one last year, but it all began many decades ago with me writing, doing a little bit of writing. And guess what? When I first started writing, nobody read it. Nobody read my stuff. I didn't have a distribution. And then in the late 90s, I started my newsletter, and I wrote my newsletter for a long time. And so my point is I got started little baby steps. And in the beginning, I didn't say I'll be an author one day. Things just came out of me.
There's an old saying: the way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
That's right. But you know, everybody. One things I think about, and folks, this is all part of goal setting too. When I think about building your brand, if your brand is a goal setting, is part of your goal. Every one of us have strong feelings about something. If you have strong feelings about your business, about your industry, about how to do, you know, improve things, if you have those strong feelings, those are words, those are ideas that are trying to come out of you, aren't they? Put them down into a computer on paper or something. What do you think?
Well, and Jim, I mean, this totally ties into goal setting, because every entrepreneur should have a goal in creating a powerful brand, not only for their business, but also for themselves personally. The more equity you can build into this brand the higher the position of thought leadership that your brand commands, the more equity value you've built in your business. So at some point, when you're ready to exit, when you're ready to sell, you're going to be able to command a higher price because of the brand equity. The other reason to build equity in your personal brand is because when you do sell your business, if you have equity in your personal brand, it's very easy to parlay that business sale into speaking, into consulting, mm-hmm. into authoring books.
Absolutely. But again, the goal, in my opinion, just like all goals, if you're thinking about setting goals, what is it that motivates you? What is it that moves you? What excites you? What makes you angry? What makes you frightened? What are the things that put you on the emotional edge? To me, those are the things most likely to come out of you. What do you think?
Well, every single person listening has incredible stories. They have incredible passion, as you just spoke to. And they have incredible knowledge in their industry, in their marketplace. And so all you need is that combination, stories, passion, and knowledge. And with those three things, you have what it takes to be an author.
And speaking of author, 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book. That's Adam's book, Adam Witty, Witty, ladies and gentlemen. AdvantageFamily.com is the website. He's the president and founder of Advantage Media Group. Adam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Absolute pleasure.
Adam Witty, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.